W228 EP Eau Claire and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. Former President Donald Trump was out on the campaign trail today in Michigan and Wisconsin. CBS's Nancy Cordes reports.
In Potterville, Michigan, former President Donald Trump unveiled an unexpected new proposal aimed at shoring up support among women.
And under the Trump administration, your government will pay for, or your insurance company will be mandated to pay for, all costs associated with IVF treatment.
Vice President Kamala Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, sat down for their first interview of the campaign. It was an exclusive with CNN's Dana Bash, and it covered a wide range of issues, including fracking.
From my experience as vice president, we can do it without banning fracking. In fact, I cast the tie-breaking vote that actually increased leases for fracking as vice president. So I'm very clear about where I stand.
A new Justice Department report finds the FBI has failed to properly report child sexual abuse cases. CBS's Jim Krasula.
In reviewing hundreds of cases in 2021 and 2023, the Inspector General found that the FBI complied with mandatory reporting to local law enforcement only 50% of the time. When the FBI did make a report, it did so within a 24-hour period, as required by Justice Department policy, in only about 40% of suspected child abuse cases.
If you're traveling by air this Labor Day holiday weekend, CBS's Roxana Saberi has some advice.
Late afternoon storms today caused some delays at airports in the south and the northeast. That's one reason that travel experts recommend catching early flights to get to where you want to go.
Many Americans are still facing brutal heat, including in the mid and deep south. It's especially tough for those who work outdoors, like Steve Scarlett.
I install windows in apartment complexes and houses. That's the sweat. You know, by the end of the day, it'll be to the bottom of my drawers.
A Boar's Head deli meat plant in Virginia tied to a deadly listeria outbreak repeatedly violated several federal regulations. George Washington University food safety expert Barbara Kowalczyk says it wasn't just problems at the plant. It was also a breakdown in government regulation.
This problem went on for quite some time, despite documentation by inspectors, but yet the plant wasn't closed down or they didn't recall the product.
Newly released records show instances of mold, insects, liquid dripping from ceilings, and meat and fat residue on the walls, floors, and equipment at the plant. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Two Wisconsinites have died from West Nile virus, and the Department of Health Services confirms another is in the hospital. The three people affected are from Outagamie, Fond du Lac, and Brown counties. Our rainy summer created paradise for mosquitoes, so do whatever you can to avoid being bitten. And Governor Tony Evers' changes to the state spending on schools happen all through line item veto. In Wisconsin, the governor can simply cross out any parts of a bill that's been passed by the legislature, sign it, and it becomes law without all the parts that have been crossed out. So in 2023, he took the Republican-authored state budget and crossed out this and that, ending in an extra $325 more per student for the next 400 years. A conservative advocacy group filed a lawsuit saying he exceeded his authority when he did that. But this week, a Dane County judge said Evers' changes to the law were totally legal. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Big inning leads to a big win in Milwaukee. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cuska with sports. The Brewers used a 5-run fifth inning to win 5-3 over the San Francisco Giants Wednesday night. William Contreras hit a 2-run home run in the inning, while Freddy Peralta struck out 8 and 6 innings of work as Milwaukee climbed to 20 games over 500. The series finale is Thursday afternoon. The Green Bay Packers cut their roster down to 53 this week, including making some big decisions at kicker and running back. General Manager Brian Gutekunst said the roster's talent made it difficult to make cuts.
This is a really tough, 3-4 days for everybody involved. it's not easy to go through this process and make these decisions. But more importantly, you got a lot of young men in there that have put a ton of work into this. And to kind of have to, you know, tell them you don't want to move on, but just by rules, you have to. And so it's really tough.
The Packers open the season a week from tomorrow against the Eagles in Brazil. For Civic Media Sports, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, maybe an isolated tornado, and heavy rainfall. Then clearing overnight, lows low 60s. Beautiful weather ahead Friday through Labor Day. It's 67 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
Fred Gutenberg, whose daughter was killed in the Parkland shooting, joins me next. We'll talk about why Derek Van Orten is unfit to serve another term in U.S. Congress.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is 93.5 The Tap.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
longer. It's merely a tip. Clarence Thomas gets tips, right? He gets gifts after Citizens United. And so these aren't bribes. These are just tips. In at least two different places in the Constitution, it mentions prohibitions on bribery. And yet they're ignoring, these six right-wingers on the Supreme Court rewriting the Constitution. They overturned parts of the 14th Amendment of the Constitution and the Voting Rights Act to legalize racially discriminatory gerrymandering when it benefits Republicans. And they've rewritten the Second Amendment and legalized bump stocks to basically put functionally fully automatic weapons of war on our streets. And it looks like they're just getting warmed up. I mean, coming up next year, an end to gay marriage, an end to contraception for non-married people, an end to the abortion pill, mifepristone, an end to the right to possess pornography. And they get to define what pornography is, you know, like books about the devil or we've seen this before, right? If you want to know how this works, just look at Afghanistan. They want to end the right to possess banned books or read banned books. They want to end any meaningful regulation of billionaire-owned social media. They want to further the gutting of union rights, and they want to insert religion into our schools nationwide. These are just some of the things that are queued up for next year's Supreme Court, cases. So this has not gone unnoticed by President Biden. After the Supreme Court ruled that Donald Trump could commit crimes if they were official acts without any consequences, President Biden spoke out, and this was pretty uncharacteristic. I mean, he's just ferocious. He said, "This decision today has continued this court's attack in recent years on a wide range of long-established legal principles in our nation, from gutting voting rights and civil rights to taking away a woman's right to choose to today's decision that undermines the rule of law of this nation." And then 2 weeks later, the Washington Post reported that President Biden is finalizing plans to endorse major changes to the Supreme Court, including proposals for legislation to establish term limits for the justices and an enforceable ethics code. Well, that has all kind of vanished. But, I doubt it's gone away, and I'm guessing that Biden is still going to push this stuff. But, of course, none of this is going to happen as long as Mike Johnson is running the House of Representatives. So this is all kind of teeing up for next year. But here's the simple reality. Michael Moore reported this a week or so ago on his Substack newsletter. You look at a whole collection of polls, and they show that what the Supreme Court and Republicans in the House of Representatives allow to happen in the United States is very different from what most Americans want. 90% of Americans want stronger gun control laws. 89% want an end to partisan and racial gerrymandering. 84% want free pre-kindergarten. 79% want the morbidly rich in corporations to pay their damn taxes. 76% want a higher minimum wage. 73% want an end to student debt and free college. 72% want action on the climate crisis, and they want money out of politics. 71% want an end to union busting. 70% want marijuana legalized nationwide. And more than two-thirds want to maintain gay marriage, they want to maintain abortion rights, they want to end the Electoral College, and they want to put term limits on Supreme Court justices. And yet none of those things are happening. Why is that? In large part because of Republicans on the Supreme Court. And they're keeping Republicans, elected Republicans, in power by the ways that they've changed the laws around voting, you know, legalizing voting purges, legalizing gerrymandering, all these other things. And this is all because of two illegitimate Republican presidents. George W. Bush lost the election by 500,000 votes, and he lost Florida when we looked at the recount. But Sandra Day O'Connor was the deciding vote on the Supreme Court to make George W. Bush the president. And she said to friends, this was publicized later, and she did not deny it, that she voted that way because she did not want Al Gore to pick her successor. Donald Trump became president pretty much exclusively, take your pick, either because Jill Stein was on the ballot, she got more votes than Trump's margin of victory in each one of the swing states that he won, or that Hillary lost, you know, in the Electoral College, or because Vladimir Putin intervened, and it really was both. But he lost by 3 million votes. If those two people had not become president, there would only be one Republican on the Supreme Court right now, Clarence Thomas. That'd be it. But two illegitimate Republican presidents packed the Supreme Court. So Harris and Walz need to be getting ready right now to take on the Supreme Court in the first weeks after they're inaugurated in January of next year, God willing. And the reason why is because your first 100 days are the most critical. The first 100 days, that's before the media has a chance to start attacking you. It's before the other party has a chance to really start attacking you. It's before the cracks start showing in your own party. And that's why FDR got so much done in his first 100 days. LBJ got so much done in the first 100 days after his election, re-election in 1964, or election 64. It's why Reagan got so much done in his first 100 days. It's why Obama got so much done in his first 100 days. And it's why Biden got so much done in his first 100 days. It's why first 100 days is so iconic. So because the cancer at the heart of our democracy right now is these six corrupt Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, that needs to be the first order of business for the Harris-Walz campaign. I realize they're not going to talk about it much. They're not going to probably campaign on it. But they need to be getting ready to expand this court, to put term limits in, to put absolute limits on the behavior of these justices, you know, a code of ethics. And frankly, some court stripping legislation would be useful.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
I'll be right back. With more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Do you get stressed because your monthly income just doesn't seem to cover the bills anymore? Well, you're not alone. Most Americans feel this way every day. Everything is still ridiculously expensive, and we're all reaching more and more for credit cards to cover the basics like childcare, insurance, power, and food. It's tough. If you're feeling this way, you need to call American Financing. They're helping hardworking Americans just like you tap into their home's equity to pay off their high-interest debt and even create some additional savings to be ready for whatever life throws your way. Interest rates have dropped, and a company like American Financing that never charges any upfront or hidden fees is the perfect partner to help you get into a better financial position. Their salary-based mortgage consultants are saving homeowners over $800 a month on average, and waiting is not an option. Call today. You may delay two mortgage payments. 888-675-4090. That's 888-675-4090. AmericanFinancing.net/progress. NMLS 182334, NMLSConsumerAccess.org.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
CapTime's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together change makers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
When you think about Labor Day and what it means, do you think about Wisconsin?
You should, but let's go back to explain. In the mid-1800s, activists pushed for a day to recognize workers' contributions. President Grover Cleveland signed a law in 1894 making the first Monday of every September a national holiday. So where did the first labor union form in Wisconsin? Wausau? Green Bay? Milwaukee? The answer coming up. The Badger State has an impressive history. Bricklayers and carpenters formed unions in the 1840s and were the first to push for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance. Now, did you guess? This all happened first in Milwaukee. The state's labor unions formed in 1847. The National Labor Union didn't form until 1866, 19 years later. Leading the way for other states is this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food the dog whisperer Cesar Millan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Thomas, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. U.S. Supreme Court, indeed, the silent coup, secretly rewriting the Constitution, my opening rant for the day. And there's a lot of other news, a lot of stuff going on in the news today that I just wanted to bring to your attention, and then I'll be picking up your calls. Arlington workers, the woman who was apparently roughed up by Donald Trump's goons when they stomped over into Section 60 to do their photo op, which is completely illegal. This was a crime. This is actually a federal crime that Donald Trump and his people committed. Well, she says now that she is not going to press charges, even though what he did was a crime and they assaulted her. She's not going to press charges because she is afraid of his followers. Now, you know, for example, Judge Mershon. Judge Mershon simply happened to be the judge in the Trump case. But Jim Jordan is subpoenaing Judge Mershon's daughter. She's president of a company that does consulting work for Democrats, and her company now has been subpoenaed by Jim Jordan. They've got to go through. They've got to hire a lawyer. They've got to produce all these documents, or they can be held in contempt of Congress, and she can go to jail. This is what this person who works at Arlington is afraid of. She's afraid not just of the goons who are gonna, you know, like with Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman, who are going to, you know, show up at your house and threaten you with automatic weapons. She's also afraid of members of Congress like Jim Jordan, who are just big bullies, who are using their position of power corruptly to intimidate people. I mean, this is what fascism looks like. Fascism is based on intimidation. It's based on bullying. It's based on violence. And now we learn that Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, was the guy who got Donald Trump permission to go into Arlington. Although when he did get them the permission said explicitly, you may not take cameras into Section 60, you may not do campaign events, you may not, you know, and he did it anyway. I mean, this scandal is just getting worse and worse. And then J.D. Vance goes out and says, well, if they're going to complain about this, Kamala Harris can go to hell. Really? You're talking about a stunt in a cemetery and you're going to talk about heaven and hell, you know, around all these dead soldiers? This is just obscene. I mean, it's just obscene. And the media, I mean, you know, they're finally starting to deal with this. But yesterday, Donald Trump on his failing social media site posted this thing about a funny how BJs have impacted both their careers differently with pictures of Hillary Clinton and Kamala Harris, suggesting that they're performing sex acts in exchange for political power. I mean, this is disgusting. And yet none of the corporate media, I mean, the New York Times had a little story about it, but beyond that, none of the corporate media are even talking about this. This obscenity that Donald Trump is promoting on his website.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And that's just the beginning. I mean, the Trump rats are fleeing a sinking ship, and there's a blowout. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your call. Stay with us.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Harris was interviewed by CNN and was asked how she learned President Biden was dropping out of his reelection race and endorsing her. She said he called her on a Sunday morning.
He was very clear that he was going to support me.
So when he called to tell you, he said, I'm pulling out of the race and I'm going to support you.
Well, my first thought was not about me, to be honest with you. My first thought was about him.
Former President Donald Trump says if he wins a second term, he wants to make IVF treatment free.
I've been seeing a lot of IVF, and I kept hearing that I'm against it, and I'm actually very much for it.
Millions remain under heat advisories in the mid and deep south. Construction foreman Tucker Lowe says his workers in steamy Memphis keep track of the temperatures.
We tell them stop, you know, anytime they're feeling funny or anything like that. And for most of our jobs, we'll set up tents out here. That way they'll have shade if there's not any.
The Israeli military says it has killed five more militants in the West Bank. CBS News Brief, I'm Michael Toscano.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. COVID-19 is spreading at a high rate right now in the Badger State. That's based on wastewater data, hospital admissions, and lab testing. State epidemiologist Tom Hupt says late summer COVID spikes are now the norm.
That could be due to the fact that people's immunity is starting to wane from last fall's vaccinations.
The new booster shot is rolling out, and he says it should be effective against the current strains. And Milwaukee tenants are suing the city's housing authority, saying it allowed a bedbug infestation to spread. College Court has a reputation in the city. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, since 2019, residents have filed more than 4,000 pest control requests for College Court. But residents claim that remediation never happened, and they had rashes so bad they were bleeding and thought it could be shingles. This lawsuit represents five tenants who are asking the housing authority to quickly solve the problem. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Are you tired of hearing about Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift? Adam Sandler isn't. He's giddy about the power couple to the point where it sounds like he has an actual couple crush. No word on who he is more smitten with, Kelce or Swift. The comedian told the Kelce brothers on their New Heights podcast that his whole family loves the couple to the point where when Sandler is around Swift, he gets nervous because he doesn't want to blow it for his daughters. Speaking of Sandler, he does sound like a good friend to his pal Rob Schneider. Schneider says Sandler has called him every week for the last 30 years just to check in on him. Schneider says he's not sure when asked if he would be part of Sandler's recently announced Happy Gilmore 2, but he told People that he loves Sandler and wants him to be happy and healthy. Sounds like Schneider really wants a part in Sandler's new film, or he's hoping that his friend falls out of love with Kelce and Swift so they can finally be together. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A severe thunderstorm watch continues for the area. Scattered showers and thunderstorms this evening, some severe with large hail, damaging wind gusts, maybe an isolated tornado, and heavy rainfall. Then clearing overnight, lows low 60s. Beautiful weather ahead Friday through Labor Day. It's 67 right now.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin, sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on the Talk of Eau Claire, 93.5 The Tap, and on the Civic Media app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jane Matinaire and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Dan Schaefer, the founder of the Recombobulation Area and political editor of Civic Media, joins us at 10:30. Be here.
Matinaire on Air, weekday mornings at 10.
When the tide starts to rise, will the truth be our beacon? Piercing through their lies, a tsunami is coming, crashing on our shore.
Showdown at the debate corral. There you go. Yeah, it's coming. It's coming in 2 weeks. It's going to be interesting. Although it's still kind of up in the air. I mean, we'll see if Donnie Fallon shows up. The U.S. Army has issued an official statement about Donald Trump's breaking the law and desecrating the graves of our fallen heroes at Arlington National Cemetery. They said, and I quote, "Participants in the August 26 ceremony and subsequent Section 60 visit were made aware of federal laws, Army regulations, and DOD policies, which clearly prohibit political activities on cemetery grounds. An ANC Arlington National Cemetery employee who attempted to ensure adherence to these rules was abruptly pushed aside. This incident was unfortunate, and it is also unfortunate that the ANC employee and her professionalism has been unfairly attacked. Now, what they're referring to here is Stephen Chung, who is a spokesman for Trump, said that she's suffering from a mental illness. I mean, this is just obscene what these Trump humpers are doing. ANC, back to the Department of Defense, the Arlington National Cemetery is a national shrine to the honored dead of the armed forces, and its dedicated staff will continue to ensure public ceremonies are conducted with the dignity and respect the nation's fallen deserve. They said that the employee has, quote, decided not to press charges, so the Army considers this matter closed. I don't consider it closed. This is just one more example of how Donald Trump thinks that soldiers are props, and he doesn't want wounded ones unless they're in a grave, right? Meanwhile, rats meet ship, or maybe the other way around, ship meet rats. The CFO, the chief financial officer of Truth Social, just sold 20% of his stock at the company. They have what are called redeemable warrants. In other words, when they started out with this company, you know, Devin Nunes was given 115,000 shares. Johan Philipp, who's the CFO, was given 490,000 shares. And they have the right to buy these shares. They weren't actually given the shares. They were given warrants. They were given the right to buy the shares at the price that they were at the time that they started this thing, which was $11.50 a share. The shares are selling right now for around $22 a share. So basically what you do is you do what's called exercising the warrant. You buy, you know, all of your shares or as many shares as you can. In this case, it was 1.9 million dollars worth. So he buys them at $11, sells them at $22, all in the same motion. And by the way, who's he selling them to? Because nobody wants to buy these things right now. Who's he selling them to? He's selling them to the corporation itself. So the corporation is buying shares from its own, you know, senior officials, its own employees. And this is a company that's just hemorrhaged $2.9 million. They just lost $2.9 million. But they're buying the shares of their employees so that those employees can then sell, you know, the employees are buying the shares at $11.50. And then the company is buying them back for $22.70. Just to make them rich. I mean, this is just a grift. This is not a normal stock buyback. This is the senior executives of Truth Social knowing which way the wind blows. When Trump loses this fall, that company's going to be worth nothing. And they're bailing out right now. Meanwhile, this shock poll out of St. Petersburg, Florida. St. Petersburg is represented by Anna Paula Polina Luna. She's a crazed right winger. She's almost as bad as Marjorie Taylor Greene. I mean, almost as nuts. And this is a district that Cook Political Report says is likely Republican. Not leans Republican, but likely Republican. And is 6 points. The Republicans consistently poll 6 points over Democrats in this county. And now the Democratic challenger, Whitney Fox, she has a 4-point lead over Luna. I mean, this just doesn't happen there, right? Kamala Harris is leading Donald Trump 51-46% in Pinellas County. Democratic Senate candidate Debbie Mercel Powell, who is going up against Rick Scott in this election, is leading Rick Scott 49-46 in a district that is 6 points up for Republicans. Wow. I keep telling you, it's going to be a blowout. All right, what's on your mind? George in Cripple Creek, Virginia. Hey, George, what's up?
Hey, Tommy. I saw reports that the F-16s were successful in shooting down some of those missiles when Putin launched that massive attack on Ukraine on Monday. And also, President Zelensky is asking the UK to remove restrictions on using the Storm Shadow missiles to strike targets in Russia, but UK is hesitating because the missiles use U.S. provided guidance information, and President Biden won't approve for fear of further alienating Putin. I think he should approve that. Yes,
I agree.
Yeah, I don't think you're not going to further alienate Putin. He keeps making all these empty threats and doesn't do anything. So, right. Vince Lombardi said, the best defense is a good offense, and that applies in warfare as well. So I told Mr. Itner could give us an update on those two situations.
I will ask him, and I agree with you, George. I mean, every day some bomber or plane capable of firing missiles takes off from some airport deep inside Russia, travels for, half hour, an hour across Russia to get to Ukraine to launch their missiles. And sometimes they don't even penetrate Ukrainian airspace. They just get to the edge of it and then fire the missiles and then turn back. Ukraine should be able to,
right.
Ukraine should be able to take those planes out of the air long before they get to Ukrainian airspace, and maybe even take them out on the ground before they take off.
Yeah, that would be the preferred option.
Yeah, I'm with you. George, thank you. Thank you very much for that. I didn't realize that the F-16s were...
Enjoy the Labor Day holiday.
Okay, yeah, thank you, George. You too. Have a wonderful holiday weekend. Tyrone in Chicago. Hey, Tyrone, what's on your mind today?
Oh, yes, I was going to talk about, but you already brought it up, what J.D. Vance said about the vice president. But I can't believe that a man who went to, I'm trying to say, it's hard for me to believe that he went to an Ivy League school. Because he don't never used the vocabulary or anything like he's a very educated person.
Well, he's trying to sound like he's a hillbilly, without the accent, of course. But he's trying to sound like he's just an average Joe. And, he's a multimillionaire who's been funded by a billionaire. And he's a United States senator. And this is, telling Vice President Harris that she can go to hell when, his campaign is being universally condemned for breaking the law at Arlington National Cemetery to desecrate the tombs of our soldiers. And by the way, one of the grave sites that shows up in this campaign video that Trump is promoting now that came out of the Arlington visit was not one of the families that was there. It's a family. It's a young man who actually committed suicide after six tours of duty in Iraq and Afghanistan. And his family is hopping mad, seriously pissed off. And they're raising some noise in the press. I think this thing is going to get bigger rather than smaller as time goes on, this outrage.
I do too. And one more thing, Tom. Why did he go there? He always called them sucker and losers. So why did he even go?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he goes because he's desperately trying to get the veterans vote back. But I think this is hurting him. And hopefully. Although these people, they live in such a bubble. They'll see these things on Truth Social or they'll see them on Fox News without any context. Fox News is not reporting on the outrage to the best of my knowledge. It's terrible. Tyrone, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you. From Tyrone to Tyrone. Hey, in Harlem, New York. Hey, Tyrone, what's on your mind today?
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you for picking my call. I'm concerned about if the Democratic Party is prepared for if we have a big run-up on the count of how far we get ahead of Trump or how far behind he gets. So are we ready for the backlash of the hatred that, because we already know that these people, Trump was willing to work with the foreign government to subvert our election, and you're already saying that the election is not real and what have you. Are we prepared for this backlash that is inevitable of Trump and his supporters, because they don't have no bottom. And
that's true.
You already hear him telling Ms. Harris to go to hell and he doing all this old outrageous stuff because they're willing to do anything to make sure that this man wins.
Yeah.
So because we have a bad habit of waiting until, they put it on our neck to say, okay, we need to fight back. No, I don't want to wait for somebody to have me down in the mud before I say, listen, I need to stand up for myself. We got to be all hands on deck, full protection mode, especially on Ms. Harris, because these people are not rational.
Yeah.
And like the vice president's running mate said, Tim said, they're weird, and weird people do weird things.
Yeah.
And there's no telling what these people are willing to do. So we need to stop being surprised.
Yep.
Stop being shocked that they did some weird stuff and something crazy. We got to protect ourselves.
I'm with you.
That's what I'm concerned about.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we saw this. They were willing to try to kill police officers on January 6th, and they, in fact, did kill three of them. So these people are playing for keeps, Tyrone. Tyrone, thanks for the call. It's always nice hearing from you. It's 46 minutes past the hour. We'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay tuned.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with you. Sneaky alert! When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise some red flags for you. Big dog food companies know this, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's the premium freeze-dried raw dog food Dog Whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. A dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. A question I get a lot from people at the beginning of their money journey is, how should I invest my money? Okay, time for some real talk. That's a great question, best asked after you've paid off any high interest debt. You know, making 7% per year in an index fund when you're paying 28% on a credit card, it just doesn't add up. So get rid of that high interest debt first, and then you'll be set to make investment choices that can really pay off. And pro tip, while I paid down my high interest debt in my 20s, I also made sure to put at least $1,000 away for emergencies, you know, like car breakdowns, so I could keep as out of debt as possible. And that was today's Work Money Minute. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube, or you can text money, M-O-N-E-Y, to 88285. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Matt Nair on air.
The hour-long rambling from former President Fruit Loops. I think they keep putting him out there as a distraction. What they don't want us talking about is Project 2025.
If you don't think that Trump has anything to do with this, there are 14 hours of videotape starring former staffers of his, and there's no way he didn't know about this, period.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Gwyneth Paltrow, she has a company called Goop. You remember that project she sold? She found a way to bottle the scent of her privates.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Yep.
That's a little pretentious. That's the last thing I would want to inflict on the population. Hey, everybody. Here's Pete's crotch. Line up. You can get it fresh here at the farmer's market, or you can buy it in aisle 4.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. Sneaky alert. When you look at a dog food label and see wheat or rice, you might assume it's just a small part of the recipe, but it's not. A lot of your popular dog foods use a trick called fractionation. For example, if you looked at a dog food label and saw wheat as the first ingredient, that might raise a red flag for you. So big dog food companies know that, so they split it up into different ingredients. So instead of a lot of wheat, which would push wheat to the top of the ingredient label, it gets listed as a little bit of wheat, a little wheat flour, a little wheat gluten. So it looks like wheat isn't the main ingredient, when in reality, your dog's food has enough wheat to bake a loaf of bread. And bread is not in your dog's natural diet. That's why I love Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. It's a premium, freeze-dried, raw dog food that dog whisperer Caesar Milan relies on to feed his pack. The first four ingredients are premium turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. Blue and Chewy love this food. You can save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Krispies. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom. drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply.
When the streets are bustling around, we gather 'neath the morning sun. Together we can get things done. Every voice, every hand. Together we can make a stand.
Tag, you're in. Join the fight. 52 minutes past the hour. It's the Tom Hartman program. And picking up your calls here, Greg in Minneapolis. Hey, Greg, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I know all the elections are state-based, and I have quite a few people I know that really just don't like to go vote for all the state issues. Mm-hmm. Is it ever possible to have two ballots, one ballot just for the presidential thing, and then another ballot with all the state issues? I think that would clear up a lot of the misconceptions with the voting thing.
Well,
and also make it easier for just to vote for the president.
Yeah, two thoughts on that, Greg. Number one, there's no law that says that if you get a ballot, you have to fill out every box. You can just fill out the president and mail it back in, or you know, if you're standing in a voting booth, just vote for the president, and you know, boom, that's it. Although you can also vote if you want. If you're also looking for an easy way, in many states you can vote a straight ticket. There's a couple states that prohibit it, but generally, you can just say every Democrat, yes. You know, give me that. Second thought on that is that this really highlights the wonders of mail-in ballots. When Louise and I we live in Oregon, where for more than 20 years, I think it's 26 years now, something like that, we have had nothing but mail-in voting here in Oregon. We're one of five states that do nothing but mail-in, nothing but vote by mail. Four Democratic states and Utah, a Republican state. And there's more states that are making it easier and more possible so that they're, you know, getting more than 50%. We get our ballot in the mail 6 weeks before the election. And sometime in those 6 weeks, we sit down with a laptop and look up, who are these judges? You know, who are these county officials? Who's this guy running for city council? I'd never heard of him. You know, what does this ballot issue really mean? You know, you can just spend a little bit of time with the Google machine or DuckDuckGo and find the answers to those questions. And then you really feel like you're an informed voter and you're having an impact in your community, you know. Whereas if you show up in person to vote and it says, you know, which of these three judges do you want to vote for, and they're nonpartisan positions as they are in most states, you have no friggin' clue, right? So this is a really strong argument, the argument that you're making, basically, that people just, you know, they're overwhelmed by all this local stuff that they don't, you know, nobody pays attention to. And half of the local newspapers in America are now dead and gone. And the other half are owned, and the other half of the other half that are still around are owned by New York hedge funds. And they just, you know, they don't have local news either because they're just kind of shill newspapers. So people just don't, they're not informed about local issues. They don't know what's going on. And, you know, unless somebody's advertising like crazy, in which case they're probably taking an APAC or billionaire money. You know? So vote by mail is the answer to all of this, Greg.
Oh, definitely. I wish they would, at the ballot box place, say, hey, if you want to just vote for president, you know, let everybody know, you just want to vote for president, just do that. Yeah. Ignore the rest of the stuff if you want to.
Well, you absolutely can. There's no rule or law. There's no shame. You know, nobody's going to track you down and harass you or say, hey, wait a minute, forgot something. It ain't going to happen. You can vote for, you know, as little or as much as you want. Greg, thanks for the call. Bill in Olympia, Washington. Hey, Bill, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, shouldn't we be talking about a constitutional convention? If Trump has 50% chance of winning, we need to talk about a form of government we want.
I think that they're, you know, I don't think that they've abandoned this project, but Project 2025, which is the, you know, the comprehensive Republican wish list for the next 4 years, Project 2025 doesn't even mention constitutional conventions. And that was my point. That's why I wrote this op-ed today. They've moved on from that because they've got a Supreme Court that's rewriting the Constitution right in front of us. You know, and nobody so far has been able to stop them. I mean, they've rewritten the First Amendment, they've rewritten the Ninth Amendment, they've rewritten the Fourth Amendment, they've rewritten the 14th Amendment. They have rewritten Article 1, Section 7 of the Constitution. They've rewritten Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution. The Supreme Court is literally rewriting the Constitution right in front of us. And so they don't need a constitutional convention anymore. I mean, that was the point of my rant. But I do agree with you, Bill, that, you know, they are going to continue pushing this, and we need to be, you know, ready to react to it and to stop it. Bill, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour here. On the other side of this break, Phil Itner is going to be with us live from Kyiv, Ukraine. We'll get an update on what's going on. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Every weekday, I write a new original article about one of the critical issues of our day and publish it on our website, HartmanReport.com. I write these entirely by myself, so you're getting my unvarnished thoughts on national and world events. There's no advertising, and you can get them every single weekday in your email at no charge whatsoever. Or just read them for free with no ads by going to HartmanReport.com. I cover topics from climate to Congress to politics to the law.
93.5 The Tap. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Jeff Mitchell, who will tell us all we need to know about the Northeast Wisconsin Old Fashioned Fest. And it's a bar band Friday night as Terry Barr from Max Inc. Radio drops by with new music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.